Blog Talk Radio.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. In backseat of my Jeep on chrome feet and all. On the hunt for these girls was like my day to day. Get them alone, I dump them and then fade away. I give it good so some of them won't stay away. They try to lock me up, but I break away. Until the day I lay my eyes on the princess. And you can tell she was a dime from a distance. It took a minute to come to my senses. She's the perfect match, just God is my witness. Now for the first time I've opened my eyes. Put my glass in the air, now I'm toasting the sky. Feels like I'm in heaven and I'm hoping to fly. Baby girl, come along for the ride. You know why, cause I... So shy, you got them shaking in their boots, and I know why, cause they can't handle the truth, and that's no lie. As for me, I'm the one that you've been dreaming on, and when you saw me, I'm the one that you was scheming on, and when you need it, I'm the shoulder you'll be leaning on. Take off that Gucci and keep the Vicky secrets on. Let's take a flight, cause the world is our playground, and buy houses from the loop to the A-town, and silk sheets so it's soft when you lay down. Ching-a-ling, yeah, I get down and stay down. There's no one better, baby girl, you's a blessing. You got me headed in a positive direction. You got my vote when you re-up for election. Cause all I wanna do is give you love and affection.
What's up, everyone? Good morning. It's Monday, and thank you for tuning in with Stardom 100 Radio and your lovely host, me, Tanisha Davis. So today in Trending Topics, we are regretfully talking about the recent shooting of rapper Nipsey Hussle, who was fatally shot yesterday in Los Angeles. First of all, condolences to, like, Lauren London, to his family, his kids. You know, it's just, it's never good news, you know. Like, who wants to start the week off with something like this? But, you know, a lot of people have been talking about what happened. This has been, like, a long discussion stating that people felt like this is deeper than just some random shooting. But the rapper was fatally shot outside of his clothing store yesterday in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. And they said that he was shot multiple times. And there were also two other people who were shot and wounded and taken to a nearby hospital. You know, the police believe that a suspect had fled the scene in a car. Some people on social media are saying that it was a female they saw in the car, you know, and so forth like that. We're not sure, but the incident took place at the intersection of Slauson Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard. And, you know, like I said, it happened in front of his store, the Marathon Clothing Store. And it's just really sad. Like, our hearts go out to his family and everyone who was touched by this tragic situation. Like, this is just, you know, it's horrible that this happened. You know, like, his LP Victory Lap with Atlantic Records, was nominated this year for Best Rap Album at the Grammy Awards, you know, and it's like, this is sad, you know, like, it's pointless, you know, for this type of crime to be going on out here. And now a lot of people are saying that, you know, if you keep up on social media, a lot of people are feeling that this was an attack from the government. I don't know. This is what's being said on social media outlets because he was working on a documentary on Dr. Sebi, and we all know what happened with that. We remember that Dr. Sebi had beat multiple cases in court against former school. Against the pharmaceutical offices and stuff, as far as like proving that he had a cure for cancer, a cure for AIDS, et cetera. And so this had upset, you know, a lot of people. If you know, a lot of these doctors and so forth that are going to school now, they are not being taught just basically how to heal people through herbal treatments. Everything is like get a prescription. Here's a prescription. That's the main thing now. So anyway, Dr. Sebi was just showing people how they could naturally be healed, you know, of these things through just basic herbs from the earth. And so Nipsey was working on a documentary, and in recent interviews that we've seen circulating, he had mentioned that people had even been telling him to be careful, watch his back, and so forth like that while he was working on his documentary, because people feel that Dr. Sebi was taken out by the government. And now with this happening, people feel that this was a governmental act against Nipsey to stop him from doing his documentary. Now, again, I don't know how true this is. I'm not the person to tell you that, yes, this is definitely what happened. I'm just telling you this is what's trending on social media, that people do feel this was an attack from the government. And you know, and it sucks if that's the case. You know, it sucks that we're in a world where people don't want the truth out there, that if people can be healed, let folks know, because we're losing family members and so forth. And I think this documentary definitely needs to still go out. I don't know what all footage he was able to capture or get put together prior to this happening, but this is information that definitely needed to go out. And so, you know, I want to know what you all think. You know, do you think that this was an attack from the government? Do you feel like it was, you know, them trying to stop him from putting this documentary out? You know, like, I think that's messed up if that's the case, because, you know, this man had children. So why do something like that, take a child's father from him? And if this was a street-related crime, like, come on, people. Like, haven't we gotten tired of seeing all this crime, especially in the black community? Like, have we not had enough of that? You know, it's like you got hit the police brutality, all the killing taking place with the police officers and so forth. It's tied in the Black Lives Matter movement and so forth. And now this, and this man was actually doing something positive. This man was all about entrepreneurship. This man was all about teaching you how to invest your money, like doing positive stuff. Like, so I'm really sorry to hear such horrible news of his passing. Like, you know, you really wanted him to pull through. Like, you know, you're waking up and today is April Fool's, and you're like, hey, shoot, I hope this is an April Fool's joke. But man, this is messed up. This is really messed up that this is going on in our community, that people are, you know, they're still going out doing stupid stuff, you know. And I don't know, like, how deep this thing really goes. I don't know if it, you know, really was a street-related thing because, like I said, people are saying that people from L.A. are stating that he was well-loved. You know, he was that well-loved person in the community, you know, and they're saying that they don't feel like this was nothing gang-related or anything. They feel like this was a hit from the government. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I can't confirm that that's exactly what happened because right now they're still doing an investigation to find out what really took place and if they can retrace the cameras and find out who really did it. But if that is the case, that sucks. You know, it's messed up. So that's what's trending right now in the media, the death of Nipsey Hussle. And like I said, it is very sad news. You know, my heart goes out to Lauren London. I think they have been together for like over 5 years. So I can only imagine the pain and hurt she's feeling. So my heart goes out to you, Lauren, you know, during this time, you know, his family, everyone that's affected, friends, you know, celebrities have been reaching out via social media to show their condolences. He was well known, you know, and it's just sad, you know, anytime you have someone that's making a major impact in the community to pass away over something senseless, you know what I'm saying? You know, people today are not dying from illnesses. Most of them are being killed. Young people, still young, still vibrant, still out there doing things. And like I said, he was making a very positive impact on the community. And the release of this documentary, people were excited and looking forward to it. But he stated, he was like, people are telling me, hey, you know, be careful and so forth like that while working on this. And a lot of people are saying that, hey, man, this is the inside hit. This is a governmental thing. This is not just some street-related thing. And I really want to know you all's thoughts on that. Like, do you feel that this was a governmental hit, that the government didn't want him doing his documentary, and therefore they were like, hey, okay, you know, we gotta take him out? Do you feel that's what happened? Because that sucks. That really sucks, you know, if that's the case, that they would stage something like this. And this man was only trying to do something positive. It's not like he was out spreading negativity. It's not that. And by any means, there's nothing deserves. No one deserves to be taken out like that, regardless. But I'm just saying, the man was out doing positive stuff, positive things, like in the community, nothing negative. You know, you go through these interviews with him, and it was positive. He was always talking about, you know, investing and buying and so forth like that, and telling people, you know, that if you're going to hustle the right way, you know, get property, get something in your name. You know, so he's a very positive person in the community, and it really is really messed up what happened. And if this was something that took place with the government, then, you know, it's kind of messed up. But a lot of people are feeling like that is the case, that this was not a gang-related situation, that this was something that was governmental. So you all let me know your thoughts. You comment, you let me know how you feel about this, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever seen a beautiful disease from the inside? Have you ever kissed the sky right before you crashed into the twilight?
Tell me, have you? cherries, got a dick in the roots. Go ahead and bite it, and I'm puffing the fruit.
Hey,
I leave my body,
my body.
I don't play by the rules.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again to Stardom 100 Radio. I am back, and the song that you were just listening to is Black Roses by Brooklyn artist, New York artist by the name of Berry Boo. Be sure to follow her on social media. That is BerryBoo, Berry Boo. I believe that her IG is called I Am Berry Dammit. So you can find her on Instagram and Twitter and check out her single, Black Roses, that you just had the opportunity to listen to. So now we're back talking about the sad news pertaining to what happened with rapper Nipsey Hussle being shot in L.A. And so I'm listening to my callers. At this time, I would love for you to sound off and let me know, how do you feel about what took place with Nipsey Hussle? Do you feel like this was a governmental act, or do you feel like this is street-related? Share your thoughts with me. And at the moment, we're going to go to our call line and see who we have on the line. Hi, this is Tanisha with Stardom 100 Radio. Caller, you are live. What's your name?
This is Bernard.
Hi, Bernard. Today we're talking about what happened yesterday, the tragic news that took place with rapper Nipsey Hussle. How do you feel about this? Because a lot of people are saying that this was a government hit. Some people are not believing that this was a gang-related situation. So what are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it was gang-related when you have somebody trying to enlighten the people the same way that Dr. Sibby did, and it's just too much of a coincidence. You know, it's too much of a coincidence.
I agree. So do you, so basically do you feel the same as well as a lot of people on social media that this is a governmental thing? You feel like this was not a street act?
Yeah, I think it was. And more importantly, what we need to know is that whoever was behind this, some of us know, but at the end of the day, we have to know that it's something out there that doesn't want us to be aware and be woke, as you say, be knowledgeable. Because anytime somebody tries to do something positive, we've had other people in the past, they catch a lot of backlash for it. So, you know, it's up to us as people to continue to be knowledgeable, to continue to be aware of what's going on and how to better ourselves, from the food that we eat, you know, to the things that we do, the way we live our lives, because that's what he was trying to do. You know, he was trying to spread the word about Dr. Sibby and his methods, and, you know, he caught major fatal backlash for it. So I heard Nipsey say in one of his interviews that, hey, man, you know, if they do this or they do that or whatever, y'all better ride for me. And basically what I feel he meant by saying y'all better ride for me, it ain't about, y'all better go back and get the person who did it. It's not about that. It's about carrying on the legacy of what he was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? They're just like Dr. King, you know, I had a dream. Don't let that dream die, you know, that whites and blacks will be together. You know, whatever his dream was, you know, the same thing that Dr. Sibby was trying to do, his legacy is supposed to continue. It is continuing. The same thing that Nipsey Hussle was trying to do, a former gang member or whatever, a person coming out the streets trying to make something out of himself for his family. Basically, when he said on that interview, y'all better ride for me, it ain't about retaliation. It ain't about nothing negative. It ain't about no violence. It's about, man, exactly. Y'all continue to enlighten yourselves. Y'all continue to teach the people, continue to share this knowledge with your people, because, you know, there's people out there that want us dead. There's people out there that want us sick. But, man, you can heal yourselves through the plants of the earth. You know what I'm saying? It may sound crazy to some people, but you don't need a pill. A pill can't heal you anyway. You can heal yourself by your lifestyle and the food that you eat. So our people need to be enlightened. That's what he died for, man.
I love that you brought out that he was saying, and I did see that video where he talked about ride for me. Like, he wants people to continue on this documentary, spreading this knowledge and so forth. Like, I really hope that behind this, that whoever was gaining, whatever footage was able to be captured, that they go ahead and still work on this project and carry it on out there, and people continue to educate yourself. And I like that you brought up about the medical field as far as, like, you don't need a pill to heal you, because there are so many things out there that Dr. Sibby brought out, and then just from your own personal research, that shows that you can, you know, take care of these typical ailments, you know, from the common cold and so forth, just through proper dieting, proper herbs. There are so many herbs out there, including green tea. Green tea is so full of antioxidants. Honey and so forth is full of antioxidants. There's so many things out there that are simple that we can use to help take care of ourselves, so we're not in these hospitals getting these pills that are only making us sicker, that is only poisoning our system. So I like that you brought out information about that. And I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts on this.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So you all heard it. Like I said, we're discussing the issue with Nipsey Hussle and what took place. And, like, you know, and I truly believe that it's a lot deeper than just a gang-related issue. I truly believe that this is, you know, that the government may have had their hands in this situation, you know, because no one wants you to spread that kind of knowledge that's going to cost them money. You know, this is a lot of money that's at stake. And Dr. Sibby had already proven that, you know, you all are not really needed. Like, you're thinking, like, you're not really needed for real. You know, here's a cure for this, here's a cure for that. And we know that they make so much money in the industry off of chemotherapy and so forth, the medicine that they're giving to patients who have AIDS, HIV. They make so much money off of this stuff. And if you ask me, sometimes I truly believe when you're going to these doctors, you're getting all these shots and stuff, sometimes I think they are experiments. Sometimes I think they use us as guinea pigs to try out new things, because you start having issues that you never had before. You know, and they're watching you, and they're doing documentaries trying to keep up to see how this drug is going to affect your system over the next 5 years. You know, so if you're not smart, you're not educating yourself, you know, and I'm not telling nobody to stay away from the doctor's office. Don't go out and say, I was tuned in to Star 100 Radio, and Tanisha said stay away from the doctor's office. I'm telling you to get out there and educate yourself, you know, educate yourself on what you can take to take care of small health issues within your body. Do your research, you know, and that's what Nipsey was doing. He had done his research, and he wanted to spread that knowledge. So, again, it's a sad day in the industry that this had to happen, but continue to ride for him, as he said it in the video, not by getting out there doing subs, shooting, tearing up the parking lot, but getting out there, educating yourself, and continue to spread this knowledge. So I thank you to all who listen in. If you have more to say about this issue, feel free to comment. And be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio and on iTunes. Keep up with us. We're also on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio. That's STRRDOM, Stardom 100 Radio. Thank you for tuning in with me on this beautiful Monday. And you all have an awesome, awesome week. We're out.
Girl, so fly. Let's go. Bet you never had a girl like me. Bet you never had a girl like me. Now I done been around the world.